Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
Hello and welcome, everybody. My name is Deb Livingston, and I will be your host for this section of our NGH, National Guild of Hypnotists, podcast interview. Today, I'm speaking with Eric Damon and Jeremy Bashan, both of the top members, I should say, the people who sort of run the National Guild of Hypnotists. Eric's title is Director of Operations, which I can't wait to hear what that involves. And Jeremy's title is the Executive Director of the National Guild of Hypnotists. So gentlemen, welcome, and thank you for letting me ask you questions today, because this is our 75th year anniversary for the National Guild, but the 38th annual conference. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Somebody asked me, so what does that exactly mean? I was like, well, the National Guild of Hypnotists was founded 75 years ago, so we're celebrating our 75th anniversary. And within that 75 years, we were coming up on our 38th conference. So
that makes sense to me.
Right. The annual conferences started in 1988, and the first conference was held in New York. Was it New York or Danvers?
Yes, because I'm not sure which one.
I yes, believe the first one was New York, and the second one was in Danvers, Mass. Yeah. And then we went to the Sheridan Terrace, the old castle.
That's where I started.
Yeah. Or, you know, even our conference is changed in a way where everything's all inclusive, a one set fee to attend everything. There's no extra fees for workshops. Everything's included. And the Guild has now done the virtual replay, where all attendees who register for the full conference get the replay of all the things that they can't attend in person. You know, when you have 10 things going on at the same time and you can only go to one of them, now you have access to watch the 9 other right on our virtual platform. So everything is video recorded at our annual convention. We give that as a free replay for our attendees who register for the full 3-day conference. And this year being our 75th anniversary, they get it for 75 days after to view after the conference is done, after we produce everything.
Wow. So when do you guys sleep? Oh, wait, you don't have to. You're hypnotist.
Well, not the month of August. We try to make it a seamless, great experience for attendees. And that's our goal, is to make sure attendees get their money's worth and more. You know, we want them to not only, you know, learn from these seminars and workshops from our amazing presenters that we have, our amazing lineup, that, you know, we have presenters coming from all over the world, the international presenters traveling out to be with us and to you know, present their information to our attendees. So it's one of those things where we want to continue just making it a better experience each and every year as much as we can. You know, if we have things, we try different things at the conference, we find out if they work, and if they don't work, we don't have it back. But you know, just small changes throughout the years. You know, we used to do, I think, 3 stage shows on Friday night and end at, you know, midnight, and start classes the next morning at 7 a.m. We've cut that down to you know, one stage hypnotist and an opener act this year. Last year we had a comedian as an opener. This year we're having a mentalist as an opener. Ooh. So we've really just tried to do different things, but our main aim is to have the attendee going, wow, this was such a great experience. I can't wait to come back next year. The networking at the conference is key. You know, and that's why we don't have a virtual option to watch the convention virtually. We'd rather have people there networking with each other and being with our presenters It's that's the invaluable part of conferences.
All the magic
It's,
happens, I think. It's all
yeah,
the
I mean, you the chats you have in the hallways or at the sitting at the Royal Plaza Bar or
Kuwait Cafe.
Kuwait Cafe. There's the just the networking and the people you meet. It's really a great thing, and it really enriches everybody's practice.
So a lot of people, most people know that we have the 3 days of the conference. Some people don't know that we also have classes leading up to the weekend of the conference and then after the weekend of the conference. So let's talk a little bit, if we can seg into that, about the pre-conference classes. And I mean, it's just a whole week or two of just a plethora of educational information and experiences that people can really dive into. Whether you want to do a deep dive or a shallow dive, we got it covered.
I think that's the big thing. Yeah, is that if you want to come in with either the pre or the post courses that we have, those are basically all over the area of hypnosis that you can learn depending on what you want to learn. It can be there's certification courses that go on. For example, if you're not, if you're not trained as a hypnotist, but you want to become a hypnotist, every year, the week before the conference, we have a course that people can take, the NGH Consulting Hypnotist Certification course that goes on. And people can take that course and include it in the price with that. They also get the 3 day convention. So they still get
That's a
the
deal.
experience.
That's
Yeah,
a
they still get the experience
really
of the convention. And it's a great time for them to also start to intermingle with hypnotists.
yeah. That's a great.
Right.
I've sent so many of my potential students to the conference to become certified because the schedule didn't work out, and I'd much rather they get certified than has to wait till I can do it or something. But so at the conference, what a great place, because then you get to see how everybody else is taking this one skeleton of hypnosis. We all learn the backbone of the of hypnosis, and we put our own meat and bones on it with our own flavorings of how we're going to use it. So you get certified leading up to the conference, then you get to go see what all these other people are doing with the information. What a great way to become certified right
Absolutely.
at the conference. Yeah.
And also during that week, it's on August 3rd, beginning August 3rd, we have the NGH Train the Trainer program going on for members who have been in practice for a minimum of 1 year. They can take the NGH Train the Trainer program with Don Martin and become a certified instructor and train hypnotists with the Guild curriculum. Debbie, you've taken the Train the Trainer program. You took it with the originator of our educational director, Dr. Richard
I
Hart.
took it twice.
Did you take it twice?
I did. I took it in 1996. And then when our whole organization had this big switchover, I said, I need to update my information. I went back and did it a second time in 2004 to just, bring my information into present time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what that course entails. It's how you teach our curriculum to students to become certified hypnotists. So it's
Yes.
and it's a really great program.
With the pre-conference, we've got those two courses that happen basically the week before, starting August 3rd, like Jeremy said. And then starting on Tuesday through Thursday, there's also going to be the Ultimate Stage Hypnosis Workshop, and that's with Tommy V.
That's a fun one. I did that.
That program goes 3 days, and you can that's the whole thing is you're going to actually learn how to do if you want to be a stage hypnotist. And even if you don't want to do stage hypnosis, as Tommy will tell you, there's a lot of insight and things that you learn during his workshop that you can use in a clinical setting as well. So
Absolutely.
people that want to take that pre-convention course can do that for 3 days. And those 3 days are dedicated to that subject. There's nothing else. I mean, you're talking about becoming a stage hypnotist, like you would with Train the Trainer. It's all about Train the Trainer. If you're going to be a hypnotist, you want to take that course, it's all about that. So that's what these pre and post courses give you.
We have a 2 day course happening August 6th and 7th, and it's called Integrative Kundalini Reiki Master Certification with Sandra Grace. This course is how to integrate your hypnosis with Reiki techniques.
Interesting.
And not only that, but we have more.
But wait, drum roll.
So come in if you just want to come in a day ahead before the convention starts, you can on August 7th. On that Thursday, we have a past life regression certification program with Carol Deneker.
Oh, very cool.
She's coming in to do that. It's been a little bit since she's done a prayer post for us, and we're glad she's coming in this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And another longtime member, many people have known him throughout the years, Peter Blum. He will be teaching a one-day course on the 7th. What is your BS? And the BS stands for belief system. Exploring belief systems through hypnosis and NLP should be a lot of fun with Peter.
That's excellent.
So the big thing with these the pre-conferences that we just talked about is, again, they are separate from the 3-day convention. So anyone that wants to take them, yes, it's a separate fee, and they certainly can sign up on the NGH website, or they can call the NGH directly at 603-429-9438.
So on all the pre and post convention courses, if you are signed up for the full 3-day conference, you will receive a $50 discount to any pre or post convention courses, excluding the certification training and the train the trainer
That's
program.
actually a really good deal. I hope
Absolutely.
people heard that one.
I mean, you can take, your hypnosis training to whatever level you want. You can add to it by these different courses. And so the pre and post courses are a great way just to increase your knowledge and what you want to do in your clinical settings. So.
And that's so exciting. Like each year, I didn't do it this year, but usually I'm there, take somebody else's class because there's always so much to learn. And whether it's a pre or post class or even just a 1-hour seminar, even with a new presenter who's never spoken to anybody, I've always gone home with at least one nugget from every single class that I can either apply into my practice or my personal life.
After you finish your pre-convention classes, you can't, sleep in early on Thursday, because you have to come to our welcome get together that we're doing Thursday night
Yay!
before everything starts. And we're going to be doing that. We say in the salon areas that we'll be having that happen, and that's basically some food, and there's a cash bar that's going on, and we got some prizes we're going to be giving away to help kick off the 75th anniversary. It's actually a chance for people who are attending the convention to start mingling with presenters and other attendees, and that helps them with the 3-day convention, because you see people you just met, and it develops into a friendship or a business relationship, and it kicks off on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Have fun.
Yeah. It's a great icebreaker, and just gets things moving along, gets people networking right off the bat with each other. And a lot of people travel into the conference on that Thursday, and they're like, well, okay, I'm here.
What do I do now?
What's going on? What do we do? It's something to do and get together, and it really it's going to be a nice kickoff to the 75th anniversary of the NGH. So,
That's fun.
and then you have to be ready to wake up and start everything on Friday, because everything starts at 8 o'clock on Friday.
Boots on the ground.
Exactly. We have our welcome and keynote address. We'll be doing that at 8 a.m. And that's a great chance for people, again, to get in, mingle with others, and also get some important information as they help us kick off the 75th anniversary, because the whole idea is that we have over 180 seminars and workshops for people to choose from over those 3 days, plus lots of chances for entertainment.
Pause a minute. 180 classes just in that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not including the pre and post classes.
That's correct.
That's a lot of information and education to be offering, folks. Wow.
That's the nice thing, is because whatever you want to do, whatever you're thinking along the lines in hypnosis, chances are there's going to be presentations for you to take, so that you can sit and learn. And not only are those going on, but on Friday, you'll have a chance to, during your break, during lunch, you can obviously have lunch, but go into the
Wait, we can eat too?
yes.
Wow, this keeps getting better and better.
You can go into the exhibit area, and that's where we have a chance for you to meet the columnists. So people who write for the National Guild of Hypnotists publications, you get a chance to go in there and meet them
Well,
and
that's
talk
cool.
to them about maybe some of the articles they've written. And that's going to happen at lunchtime, so it doesn't interfere with any of the courses that you may be wanting to take. Plus,
That's a new addition, right?
yes, it is. And
That's
as
very
you
cool.
know, the podcast will be recording throughout the 3 days, and all of us take turns in interviewing different folks who are NGH members and some who are not.
Yeah, it's going to be a great first day of the convention. We have a lot of classes and a lot of cool things happening. At the evening entertainment, we at 8:15 we'll be having our Friday night stage shows, as I mentioned. This year it's going to be America's Master Mentalist John Stetson is going to do a mentalism show as the opener, and then hypnotist extraordinaire Tommy V will be on stage himself.
Tommy's doing a show. Yay. He's doing it again.
So it's going to be, and it's interesting because I had mentioned to Dr. Damon, it was neat to see throughout the years at the banquet, Tommy and Jerry, Dr. Damon and Jerry Valley. And now it's me and Tommy kind of taking the place. So,
Passing the baton.
passing the baton. So it's pretty neat. Tommy does a wonderful show, and I know everybody will be laughing and having a good time Friday night.
And if you're going to take his class, he's a really good instructor to learn stage hypnosis. Being in the energy is just incredible. So just, yeah, it's just fun. I'm
It
rambling
is, and
now.
we, after our virtual replay for our attendees, we do have the we will have the individual workshops and seminars from the 3 day conference available to purchase for those who couldn't make it to the NGH convention. They can purchase the individual workshops and seminars from our annual convention right on our website.
So they don't even have to purchase the whole convention. They just go in and pick and choose whichever ones they want to buy.
Correct. Yep.
See, that's a lot. That's giving right there. That's another really easy way to access information.
But the better way
I'm
to do
loving
it,
this.
show up for the 3 days and then you get access to 180.
And we get to see you guys in person.
Exactly.
Exactly.
For the 3 day convention, obviously, on Saturday, there's going to be a lot of fun too. Not just fun, there's presentations too. So, I mean, that day alone, think about it, there's 65 different presentations that you can choose from going on for the whole day. So, there's plenty to learn, but save up your energy because we have the big extravaganza that happens in the evening, which Jeremy will talk about. But during the day, as you're taking your classes, we're going to do something a little different at lunchtime. This time it's meet the authors. So people who have written different books that people enjoy,
Oh,
you get a
fun.
chance to go, and if you haven't gotten their book, you certainly can get their book while you're at the bookstore, but you at least get a chance to talk with folks who have written different books. And that's going to happen. Actually, it's going to happen on both Saturday and Sunday
These are
during
really
lunchtime.
great.
So
How
they'll
about author wannabe sections?
no, but we'll have you supervise anyways.
Okay. I haven't written a book, but I'd like to.
Oh, and don't forget, of course, on Saturday, we'll be doing podcast segments with different folks.
Yes. So Saturday is going to be, it all accumulates to the end of the evening, our annual awards banquet ceremony, what we call our Saturday night extravaganza. We have strolling entertainers going to be there. We have, our character artists. We have a neat photo booth for memory to keep your memories, intact. And then a lot of people post those on their Facebooks and Instagrams and TikToks and stuff. So a lot of social media.
We will have a little 75th flair to it as well.
Oh, fun.
Go ahead.
All right. So it's going to be pretty neat. What we're going to do is on our photo backdrop, we're going to have the 75th anniversary logo, and we're going to have some Sharpie pens available for people to sign.
Oh,
So we're going
fun.
to have attendees sign the backdrop for our 75th anniversary, something that we will keep in the NGH time capsule in our history archives. We have one of the largest historical displays of hypnotic memorabilia, I mean, books and devices and things like that. Some of the devices that people no longer use.
Wands.
See, Debbie's got her wand, and but yeah, we're gonna have a wonderful time. We do our Saturday night awards banquet. We like to honor those who have been in our profession and part of the NGH. And we like to recognize those people who put the work in. We have some of the major awards, like the Orman McGill Chair, which I believe Debbie has one in her office,
I
the Charles Tibbetts Lamp. We have a lot of people that we like to acknowledge, and it's a good time. We have a sit down meal with everybody, and after that we have our entertainment, which this year will be our very own Dan LaRosa and the Coconuts Cabaret, the Boomer Humor Comedy Rock Party Band. So that's going to be a
Wowie
lot of fun. They're going to kick off the entertainment. Their band is going to play so we can dance all night.
zowie. That's going to be fun.
We
Very
expect you out
cool.
on the dance floor.
I will be out there. I was out there last year too, doing the, not the Macarena. What's the other one? Cha-cha slide.
I think we have video of that.
Only for
Holding hostage.
we'll talk about that later.
You to have a great time Saturday night, but we don't want you to sleep through Sunday because we have
No.
even more classes
And
being
I'll be teaching
offered.
that day too, so I won't be sleeping.
Yeah, don't sleep because you got to teach your presentations. But on Sunday, yes, I mean, basically we start the day with we ease into the day. Let's put it that way because of the festivities happening on Saturday night, with some seminars and workshops starting at 8 o'clock. With the bulk of them starting at 9, so we give you a smidge longer to sleep in, but not much longer. But there's another 60 something odd courses going on Sunday as well, and there's going to be plenty to choose from for folks to learn all kinds of things that they want to. And that's why it's important as we make the catalog available, which it's coming out, either be via email that we send out, or we're also sending out some paper copies in the mail,
The old-fashioned hard copies.
hard copies. Get a chance for people to look through it and decide which courses they want to see live. And then again, on during lunchtime, we have a chance to meet authors who have written books. A ch chance for people to do that. The podcast will be going on, and also, a lot of folks, and Jay, I'll let you jump onto this, are going to do board certification.
That's right.
Another
On
very cool thing.
Sunday at 5:15, after all the classes have ended for the day, we will have the annual board certification. The board certification is only taught twice a year, and it's at our physical locations that we do our seminars. So once at the Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas, and once at our annual convention in Marlboro. Those are the only two places that you can become board certified with the NGH. The board certification consists of oral interview, an exam, and some essay questions. And all of it is based on the NGH curriculum. So if you're NGH trained, then you should do very well on the board certification exam. And it's that next step of status within your profession to earn a board certification. All the exams are going to be graded by the chairman of the board certification, Maurice Kershaw. He does all the gradings of the exams for us, and we have great examiners. Our vice president Don Martin, and also Patricia McIsaac is also an examiner of the board certification. So that happens on Sunday. Don't miss out if you want to become board certified. This is your opportunity to do that. For more information, we do have a preparation booklet that you can download on the NGH website. Gives you a little frequently asked questions about the board certification. But many of our members, presenters, certified instructors have taken that step. and become board certified with the NGH.
I encourage people to do that. I tell them, really encourage all my students to become board certified, because not only does it really let you know how much information you have, I got really validated when I took the class, but also let me know how much I still had to learn, because I don't ever want to get to the point where I think I know it all. But then it does something when people see that you're board certified. So people start taking my certification trainings, because all of a sudden they saw, oh, you're board certified. You must be really serious or really good at what you do. So it does something else, psychologically, when people see that you're board certified, as well as it boosts yourself up inside as well. So if you're thinking about it, become board certified.
It definitely brings you to a different level.
Yeah.
Right.
There's 3 days, and we're going to be very busy, but a chance to learn throughout the 3 days. There's a chance to have fun. There's a chance to have, to network. And people should definitely sign up before July 1st, because they can save some money on the 3 day convention. And we try to make it as easy as possible by, you can go onto the NGH website, which is ngh.net, and go right to where the convention information is. You can sign up online, or you can certainly call the office, because the folks here are more than happy to help you, get your registration done. And that's 603-429-9438. I think it's a great chance for people definitely to be involved in learning, but also help us celebrate our 75th anniversary.
Absolutely.
And also, when they're online or they're calling to sign up, if they want to do some pre or post courses, they can sign up for those as well, because there's post courses happening as well.
For post convention beginning on Monday the 11th, we will have Hypnosis Business Unleashed with Christy Cowgill. This is a great course on all aspects of your hypnosis practice and how to build that business from top to bottom.
Also, on Monday, people can take the Proven Death Model for weight loss with Tom Nicoli.
Okay, he's really good too. Can I speak about him really quick?
Yeah.
I know Tom Nicoli. I have a friend who lives in California. She was struggling with the weight for years. She's also a hypnotist, but hasn't been doing it for a while. And I sent her some tapes that I had from Tom Nicoli. And she has been working with him for several years now, and now he's her hypnotist that she goes to all the time. He's so good. And now I'll be quiet.
And then we also have a course being taught by Hans Rudi Wipf called Hypno-Waving,
All these good people.
EMDR light techniques for the hypnotist.
Very cool.
And then there's a course going on Monday and Tuesday, which is one that happens every year. I don't know if you want to jump on this, or I can. It's certainly with our good friend, Dr. William Horton.
That's right. In this 2 day post course, we'll be teaching the NLP Essentials course. You will learn how to master the foundations of NLP, learn how to communicate with clarity, precision, and influence, learn advanced NLP techniques in this immersive 2 day course.
Yeah, so many great presenters. I did the certification at NLP with Dr. Horton, and he, again, the information that these people have that are sharing. And I've been to places that, oh yeah, I have the information, but I would like you to pay me if you need to give it to you. I'm like, well, that's fine, but we're just kind of walking down the hall. But so I do love the camaraderie and how open everybody is to share.
So there's a lot of different avenues you can take it. We just want you to take those steps. And the first step on learning is coming to the annual convention.
Absolutely. So hopefully people will listen to this interview over and over to hear about all the different classes coming up. Look at the catalog, and I always advise people really kind of map out the course classes that you think you want to take, so you sort of have an idea before you get there, because it could be a mind melt. It's like bam. So map it out, go back to these different recordings, hear, who do you resonate with? And that's what, again, what I love about it is that the competition goes both ways, where I deeply believe that we're always being the universe is going to bring to us the people that we're meant to work with. So all three of us could be working in the same town, but we're all going to have the people that we're meant to be with. So we don't have to have that kind of competition. And again, the conference reflects that reality, I think, very well.
So that's what's great about the virtual replay is you can go to the one you want to in person and then get access to
Get
everything
the other
else
ones.
during that time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not everything we talked about sounds like a lot of information, which I guess it is, but it's really spelled out on the website, or like you said, the catalog. So anyone that wants to attend the convention, they certainly have that information that they can go through. And for that matter, if they have any questions, they certainly can call us, and we're more than happy to talk people through it. So there's one other thing I want to mention, and that's you can have the convention at your fingertips, or you can have the NGH at your fingertips by getting the NGH app. That's right. So if you want to download it, you can download it on Google Play or the Apple App Store. You can download the app. Here's a quick look at the NGH app. And the great thing about it is that you can look at all the presentations that are being done at the convention. You can also see which room your presentation is in and what's up next, the whole schedule. And you can download the NGH app, and that will help you at this year's convention.
The weekend of the conference is when?
August 8th, 9th, and 10th.
The website for the NGH is
NGH.net.
easy schmeezy.
People
Is there
should sign up
something,
right now.
absolutely, is there something that I didn't ask you that either one of you wish I had asked?
No, I just want to add one more thing, and this is from my perspective and seeing what other conferences have offered. This is your most bang for your buck to attend. It's a
Absolutely.
value-packed conference where, at the NGH we do attract the top presenters in our profession, and you learn from the masters. You'll have a wonderful time doing it. You get to network, make new friends. Can't wait to meet you all and see you at the conference.
Yeah, I think that people definitely need to, look the catalog over and sign up as early as you can. And the good news is, I mean, this is the big celebration of the 75th anniversary happening at the convention. But until the end of the year, we'll still have our legacy podcasts and things along those lines to continue celebrating our 75th all year long.
Very cool. I'm excited. And
Oh, so
I
we
can't wait
are
to see what
too,
all the other years had to go. So
Debbie.
thank you for all the fab. I don't want to say work because you guys never look like you're working. So, but for all the stuff that you guys do for all of us, I'll say the word work. So my final question to you two fabulous people, the week after the conference, do you turn off your phones, turn off the computers, go away and hide? Like, what do you guys do to decompress after all this?
The week after the conference, we are downloading, editing, and working on the virtual replay.
So when do you guys take your break?
August, September, October,
We sneak in a
November,
week every once in a while.
November-ish.
November. And then as a family business, how does the Thanksgiving, everybody still comes together at Thanksgiving and enjoys yourself too. I love
We
that.
still like each other.
That's a good thing. Well, this again, it shows. I mean, from the bookstore with everybody, I mean, it shows, I mean, that you guys are family, that you guys all get along, that you're all there, not because you have to be, but obviously because you guys want to be supporting what Dr. Damon started. And you guys are doing a great job bringing it forward even further. Thank
Well,
you for
thank you, Debbie. And when you say thank you for all the hard work, I mean, really, is it work if you really enjoy what you're doing?
Well, that's what I meant. It's like maybe not. So, but you guys are always busy. So,
We try our best to have a great time with our conference and put on a great show. And the attendee feedback is what we aim, to make everybody enjoy and have a good time and learn a lot.
excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you both in August, live and in person.
Yes.
And thank you for letting me be the one to ask you questions because I'm really, like I said, I just love seeing what you guys are doing with the conference each year. And I love trying to guess if there's anything going on behind the scenes that you guys aren't saying anything about because you always have that smile on your face. But I'm teasing there. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing. And thank you for this interview.
Thank you for joining us, Debbie.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.